What are the chances of us getting Obama on our show if Mark Maron can get him on his show?
I think we have a better chance of getting Mark Maron than we have of getting Obama.
I mean, Obama, he hasn't been to a Caps game yet, but, you know, he's got like...
But he's going to come on a hockey podcast.
Hey, with Chicago being the Stanley Cup champions, maybe he wants to talk about some hockey. I think you should start tweeting him.
I don't imagine that's going to go... I really don't feel like having Secret Service show up at my house.
He can come into my basement, you know?
Oh, thank you. Oh, all right. All right. Secret Service, I'd like to let you know that I in no way endorse anything that Brandon just said.
All right, here we go.
This is Caps PA announcer Wes Johnson, and you're listening to Board the Pod!
Welcome, everybody! How's everybody doing in the summertime, man? How is it going? Welcome to What the Puck. It's a Washington Capitals podcast. Thank you for listening to us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, and some other thing called Player.fm. Just found out we were on there. Don't know how we got there, but we're on there.
I don't know what that is.
I don't. It's a player for your desktop.
I don't know what most of this stuff is.
But hey, we're very available. It is officially the off season for the entire NHL now. The Blackhawks are the Stanley Cup champions, but we are moving on. It is already time for the next season to start. Joining me as always, you already heard him, Coach Dan. What's going on, man?
Not too much. How you doing?
You got a good summer going?
I've been working.
Yeah?
Yep. I'm a director, so it's, you know, busy times.
You're a busy man.
For me right now. The summer, everyone goes on vacations. Not me.
Well, you know what? A lot of people go on vacations. We saw Alex Ovechkin in Las Vegas partying. Like, you wouldn't believe. My goodness.
Hanging out with Bieber.
Him and the Biebs. In a picture together.
I lost a little respect for Alex Ovechkin in that moment. And by a little, I mean a lot.
Yeah, well, let's...
We all make mistakes.
We all do make mistakes, but the Biebs...
Did you say something nice about Bieber? I'm hanging up on you.
Just stay away from Washington. Enjoy Vegas. You know.
Stay away from Ovechkin.
Yeah, go away. But let's talk about it. There's plenty of stuff going on. I'm so excited to do this podcast this week. We have so much news to go over. Let's start off. We're going to go in chronological order as the news was breaking. Let's start off with what happened a couple weeks ago. Nick Backstrom gets hip surgery, and it turns out that he's going to be out for a pretty good significant amount of time. He might be available for training camp, but from what it sounds like, it sounds as if he is going to miss all of October.
As I understand it, he's going to be out, 5 to 6 months?
Yeah.
So it sounds like he's out until November after getting this hip surgery. I don't imagine he'll be participating. I think expecting him to be participating in preseason would be a miracle of some sort. And expecting him to be ready to start the season, no. I don't expect that at all. And I think it's definitely going to hurt this team for the early part of the season, not only not having your number one center, but having him come back, and he's going to have to play his way into shape by playing in these games, so he's going to struggle at first.
Yeah, that's going to be the big thing, because coming back from hip surgery, anything going on with your hip is nothing to play with. That getting something done to your hip and getting a hip problem, that shortens your career. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. You really aren't the same player that you once were. I mean, look at going to a football stands here. Look at Dennis Pitta on the Baltimore Ravens. He had hip surgery during the training camp. He missed most of the season 2 years ago. He comes back. He plays a couple games, goes through his offseason, comes back, gets injured within one of the first weeks. Same thing thing, same hip, or I think it was the different hip, but still a hip problem. It's very difficult to come back from any sort of hip injury. What it seems like with Backstrom, it wasn't as serious as a broken hip like it was with Pitta, but still, you get surgery on your hip, you're a different person when you come out, because that's a big joint, that's a big part of especially a hockey player's game, and if Backy can come back 100% from that, even if they allow him to skate at the in October, end of November, it's going to take him a couple weeks to be able to play again. I mean, really, you're talking about him coming back full strength probably closer to Christmas than anything. Even if they say, yeah, you can go ahead and you can practice in games, he might even spend a game or two with the Hershey Bears just to get, you know, back into playing shape.
I wouldn't be surprised if they gave him a couple of games in Hershey. So a way to
Hershey would love that.
Well, yeah, he definitely sells some tickets, so they do pretty well over there. Yeah, I definitely wouldn't be surprised to see him play a couple of games in Hershey as a way of a conditioning assignment to get him prepared for the following season. But I think this is definitely going to be an interesting situation going into the offseason, is that what moves they make to sort of cover their bases. Now, they kind of can, to some extent, you could play Yevgeny Kuznetsov in that first line center role, and then you could play Johansson, or if he comes back, or Burakovsky as a second line center. So they have people that can fill in, and then maybe you give one of your younger guys an opportunity to come up and play on the second line, score some goals, improve themselves a little bit. And so they have opportunities to mess, you know, you have a little time in the beginning of the season to mess around and see what you have, and to move a couple of players around. But losing a guy like Nick Backstrom for that long is definitely going to hurt this team in the long run, and will cost them a couple of games. But their early schedule, I mean, they're getting the toughest part of their schedule out of the way early. So I don't know if that's good or bad, considering you're not going to have Nick Backstrom.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens. Hopefully we see Backstrom in a Caps jersey sooner rather than later, but it's going to really just be up to his health. Hopefully he makes a full recovery, and I don't know the extent of this hip surgery. I don't know how bad it was. Apparently he's been playing on a bad hip since November, so really it was shocking to hear that happened and how long he was going to be out, but it's hard to come back from those, and it's you need to readjust your game after coming back from a hip surgery. Hopefully we see Nick Backstrom back maybe November at the earliest. I mean, the Capitals were saying we'll see him back in training camp, but I mean,
yeah, on the side watching.
Yeah, but a hip is a hip, man. It's that's a big time injury.
I mean, maybe he'll be skating on his own, so that can kind of help him come back sooner, but no, I in no way see him being able to play for this team until maybe the end of October.
Maybe, yeah.
He's definitely going to miss the Western Canadian swing,
which is always a fun one. But we still do have Yevgeny Kuznetsov. We have Marcus Johansson.
Not necessarily. Johansson's a restricted.
He's restricted. He's not. He's restricted. So they gotta pay him to keep him here next or at least this year. He's restricted. And Jay Beagle unrestricted, but there's potential of him staying here. He's got plenty.
I still expect him to come back.
Yeah, he's got plenty of minutes with Ovechkin. He could spend some time on that top line again.
Considering the other news, which we'll talk about later, if they lose Jay Beagle as well, their bottom six guys are going to look awful interesting.
Let's move on to the next piece of news. Earlier this week, the Capitals unveiled a new third jersey. I thought it was going to be the Winter Classic jersey from this past year, but it turned out to be a new alternate home jersey.
That's a new old jersey.
Yeah, it's kind of retro, and it's going with the red jersey with the old school logo and the old school stars down the sleeves. What do you think?
I think it's phenomenal. I think this is the jersey that I freaking wanted them to have for the Winter Classic. That's okay. We all make mistakes. I forgive you for your past transgressions, and we'll move on. No, I think it's great. I think that I should get a hanger and place it in my closet where my jerseys are, because there will be a red vintage jersey. Which is it vintage anymore?
Well, they did vintage? Jazz it up a little bit, you know. I think Washington is a different color than it used to be. I think it used to be blue, and now it's white.
Oh, I take it back. It's terrible.
I bought one of these jerseys on eBay 2 years ago, not knowing that they were going to do anything like this. I just bought it because I thought it was cool and it was cheap, and I was like, oh, I'll dig it. But now I get to put somebody's name on the back, I guess, so that's pretty cool.
It'll make sense.
Yeah, but I'm a little bummed out. The Winter Classic jersey is going away. I dug
I'm
it.
Not,
I liked that jersey. I thought it was different. I liked how the only thing I didn't like was the stripes on the shoulders, but I thought, big deal, who cares? It's going to be a little weird wearing that jersey now that that's going away already. But
I'm kind of wondering if this is what they're going to full-time.
I think eventually, sure, but maybe...
I mean, think about it. They had the new ones that they came out with, what, 7 or 8 years ago?
It's been a while because the old Ovechkin jersey I have, the old red one, still has an A instead of a C. So it's been a while.
Mine does too.
Yeah.
And so if you go back and look at those, but then they have the vintage white that they used in the previous Winter Classic.
Which should just be the away.
Shifted over into now becoming their new away jerseys.
Well, no, the white ones are going away.
Are they officially now going to be the old white ones that are now the new white ones?
the old
Why
ones,
they make this so confusing?
The old retro ones that were the old Winter Classic ones, I think they're going completely away. I think those white ones with the stars going down the sleeves, they're gone. The new red one is the new alternate. So when they are away, they will only be using that white jersey that the Capitals have worn for the last, like you said, 8 years.
Oh, that's too bad. I'm surprised considering they were using the vintage one in the playoffs.
Apparently you can only travel with one jersey when you're on the road, and that's just the one they picked. I don't know.
No, but that made me think. Welcome to clothing talk.
We do this a lot. Usually this is...
I legitimately thought they might be going to that as their new away jersey. So part of me is wondering if they're going to be going back old school full time in the next year or two, where they'll just have the old reds and the old white.
I'd be okay with that. I think...
I would too.
I like it. There is one thing I will say about the new old red ones. This is just a personal
sentence.
I know, right? This is just
new
a
new old, the new old ones. Vintage,
the hipster ones. I mean,
Mike
Green has to be so ticked off that he's not coming back now that everything is vintage at the Capitals, because that hipster man, he's gonna miss those old school retro jerseys.
That's probably true.
But this is my only little gripe with them, and this is a very minor gripe, and this is not just with the Capitals; it's with all hockey jerseys ever. I don't like the different color shoulders. I can't stand the fact that it goes like white
the
shoulders.
Ones?
Sort of, yeah. Like the old San Jose used to be, where you used to have black, teal, and then black. The Capitals now have the white shoulders, the red jersey, and then a blue stripe and a white stripe at the bottom. I don't like that white shoulder crap. I don't like the stuff on the shoulder.
I don't like it.
I don't like it being a different color than the rest of the jersey. It throws me off. But other than that,
I was never a huge fan of those, but I think the Caps can pull it off.
Yeah, I mean, I like what the Caps are doing. I like they're going retro, even though you think they would have done the whole retro thing during the 40th anniversary year. But
or the Winter Classic.
Whatever. You know, that's their deal. But I dig the fact that they're changing things up a bit. I do like the old school vintage hipster jerseys that people will be digging. So I'm cool with it. Next thing you know, they're going to be bringing back that Screaming Eagle or something. I don't know.
Hey, I like... Kind of. I like the other one better. The Capitol building with the sticks and the stars.
Yeah. Well,
I like that one better.
Yeah, that's all right. So yeah, new jerseys. Now let's talk about...
I'll be buying one.
You'll be buying one.
They'll be way too expensive.
Look on eBay.
I have a birthday coming up.
Craigslist is your best bet, or China. Go to China.
No, because then the red is always way off.
It is. It's they're always cut super small. They don't know the American sizing. All right, so now let's talk about the NHL awards. Let's talk about Ovechkin. He got the Rocket Richard Trophy. Congratulations to him for being Alex Ovechkin and partying all the time. How bad, though, were the NHL awards? Did you watch any of them?
Nope.
Oh, man. I couldn't get through, like, the first half hour. It was so bad.
Zero amount.
So incredibly bad. I like Rob Riggle, too. I think he's a funny guy. I don't know who they hired to be the writer for the jokes for that award show. They were not funny. And I don't think any... I feel as if Gary Bettman was just kind of like, yeah, you know what, guys? I got the jokes this year. People love me. I'm hilarious. I got this. The jokes were terrible. Just absolutely
and
terrible.
And so is Gary Bettman.
And did you see what he did? You didn't see it, though. He came out with the 11-year-old girl that wrote a letter asking for her dad to be traded so he could live closer to
home. I don't even know what you're going to say, but I'm already pissed off.
So he walked out with her on stage. So I assume that he was like, let me walk out to the stage with the 11-year-old girl. That's the only way I'm not going to get booed out of the building.
Safe move on his part. Because you suck and are a scumbag.
Yeah, just the worst. The worst. So that was the NHL awards. Now let's go on to some big Caps news. The regular season schedule came out today. Super excited to see this. The Capitals are opening up at home up against the Devils on October 10th. Very cool stuff. October 10th. Put it in your calendars. It's Saturday night, 7 o'clock, up against the Devils.
Yeah, I'm gonna try and get tickets to that one.
That sounds like a good one. And then the Capitals are home for 4 games. So that next week they are up against San Jose, the Stanley Cup champion Chicago Blackhawks, and the Carolina Hurricanes. And then they head out west to Western Canada.
Get that stupid road trip out of the way. It's not stupid.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite ones they go on because Ovi and like Kuzi last year dressed up like cowboys and it's very funny stuff. But
those two are crazy.
They're crazy Russians. But what stands out for you for this schedule? What are some of the games that you kind of have picked out to watch? Like, you know, like 100% that day I'm watching that game.
Well, all of them? No. I think that first one against the Rangers is going to be interesting. I'm glad that, as you mentioned a moment ago, that Western Canadian road trip they're getting that out of the way pretty early. And then I like that they're home on Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. I think that'll be nice to be able to potentially catch a game or two there.
Well, check this out. This was cool. I'm going to go over all the other holidays, but since you brought up Thanksgiving, they play Wednesday night, November 25th, up against Winnipeg, up against the Jets. That is their fourth of fifth one's home in November. So for the end of November, they're pretty much at home that entire time. Then they have off Thanksgiving, and then on Black Friday, they are playing the Tampa Bay Lightning, you know, the Eastern Conference champions. That's a 5 o'clock start that day. I don't know. That game may possibly be a nationally televised game because I'm pretty sure the Black Friday showdown is usually the 5 o'clock game on Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. And that's usually Detroit and Boston. I don't know if they're mixing it up this year or whatnot, but the fact that it's a 5 o'clock game and it's on Black Friday, it could potentially be a nationally televised game.
Well, that would be interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wouldn't mind checking that one out. I think they have an away game on New Year's Eve. That would have been kind of cool if they had a home game to check that game. It's at 6 o'clock, so what? It'd be over around 8:30, 8:45. Definitely home in time to watch the ball drop. And then I thought it was interesting that their final home game of the regular season is Thursday, April 7th against the Penguins.
Up against Pittsburgh.
They'll have one more game on the road after that, but their final regular season home game is against the Penguins. I thought was very interesting to have. You know, I mean, I remember the last time they played the Penguins that late in the season. So that'll be interesting to see, you know, where these teams are at and how important that game is going to be. But I think that Western Canadian road trip is going to be tough in the beginning of the season. But they have the first four at home, so they have a chance to go out on a nice winning streak at the beginning if they can. And then, like you were talking about, in November, they have a nice run of games at home that they can, depending on where they are in the standings, either, you know, if they're not doing so well, they can fight their way back in the standings, or if they're doing well, they can give themselves a little bit of a cushion going into the holidays.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's starting on the 19th through the 27th, the Capitals in November will be home. They're up against Dallas, Colorado, Edmonton, Winnipeg, and Tampa Bay. So that'll be a fun series to watch. The Capitals also have a 5-game homestead from January into February up against Anaheim, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, Florida, and the Islanders. So there's a lot of bunches where the games are all at home. It's very interesting that they're getting that this year. Another thing, just want to point out, the Capitals will be playing on Halloween night in Florida up against the Panthers. That game's a 7 o'clock start. It's Saturday. I didn't know Halloween was on a Saturday this year. But October 31st.
That'll be interesting.
Scary game. Ooh. And like we talked about, day after Thanksgiving, Black Friday, they're up against Tampa Bay. The day after Christmas, Boxing Day, they're up against Montreal, up against the Canadiens at 7 o'clock.
Is that in Montreal?
In Montreal.
Interesting.
So they get to celebrate Boxing Day up in Montreal. And then, you said, New Year's Eve is in Carolina. And then they have New Year's Day off, and they're back at it January 2nd up against Columbus. And the Capitals will also be playing a game February 7th on Super Bowl Sunday, and they'll be at home up against the Philadelphia Flyers that game.
Boo!
So a lot of fun stuff.
Screw the Flyers.
Yeah. But ending of this season, you have the Islanders, who potentially you could match up with later on in the postseason to end the season, Pittsburgh, and then St. Louis. And the Blues are usually a very good team heading into the playoffs, and they just kind of, you know, crap the bed, as you say.
That is my phrase.
So, yeah, that's the schedule. You can check it out. WashingtonCapitals.com has every single game. It should be very cool.
So.
We'll leave one or two off and make you guys think about it. But lots of hockey, man. Plan your trips. The Caps road crew. I know those guys are already planning trips. Those roadies are hitting the road. Definitely check out their website if you want to hitch a ride on a bus or something like that. So check that out. Now let's get to some more news that broke today. It seems as if unrestricted free agents Mike Green and Eric Fehr will be testing the free agency market and potentially could be leaving the Capitals for them not to be able to reach an agreement with the Caps. I would assume that they'd be testing the market and potentially not coming back to the team. I would love to see Eric Fehr come back to this team. I think he's a great part of this team. He stayed healthy for the most part this year. He's an awesome talent. Mike Green, I'm okay with him not coming back to this team. I feel as if we have a very strong defensive back, and I feel as if he's making a lot of money for the position he's in. And Mike Green has started his career with the Capitals, and he played great, but injuries became such a huge story of his career. It was kind of hard to count on Mike Green for a lot of the games, and a lot of his offensive skills as a defenseman kind of faded away as he got older. So as much as I like Mike Green and I have one of his jerseys, I'm okay with Mike Green testing the waters out in the free agency market. I think he can make a lot of money somewhere else, and somebody's willing to pay him what he wants, and he should get that. But I think both of these guys, they test the market. I'm sure some other team will be picking them up. It seems as if we've seen them for the last time in a red Capitals sweater.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if Green left, but I think the talk was coming from they have the same agent, Craig Oser, and he was saying that it looks like what they're looking for and what the team is looking for are two different things, and that the player is going to be testing the free agent market. And I certainly expect that to be the case. But part of me would still not be surprised to see Eric Fehr return. I got to wonder if his is just he wants too much money. I don't imagine he's looking for more ice time or anything like that. I think it's merely a financial thing. And so he may test the market to see what he could potentially get. And then if he decides, you know what, that few extra dollars is not worth potentially uprooting his family, and then he may end up wanting to stick around. I think Mike Green, though, on the other hand, I think it's not just money. It's also he wants probably more minutes and more responsibility, and he's just not going to get it on this team. And I think that's going to be a part of the case, and that he'll probably move on. And I wouldn't be surprised at all to see him head up to Calgary, depending on how much they'd be willing to offer him, and see him go home and play in their red sweater. Put it.
Yeah, Calgary is definitely a landing spot I think Mike Green could go to. He's a hometown boy there, so obviously they do have a little bit of incentive to bring him back to Calgary, so I can definitely see him going there. I can also see him potentially landing in Anaheim, given the fact that Bruce is still out there and he's a coach there, so Bruce knows
Mike Green. Do they even have the money to bring him in, though?
They might not, but given the fact that...
I don't even need him.
I don't know. I mean, Bruce likes some of the former Capitals. We've seen that in the past.
Fishman, Steckel, yeah.
Yeah, so I can potentially see him going to Anaheim, them making room for him if Bruce wants him bad enough. It's potentially what they could go for, but again, it sounds as if Mike Green wants a lot of money, and I don't think a lot of teams are willing to fork that out for him.
I mean, I don't know how much money he wants, but the fact of the matter is I don't know if he's going to get the minutes that he wants with the Capitals. And so, I don't know. Anaheim would be an interesting choice with Boudreaux being there, but I don't know if they're necessarily need him with their defensive pairings right now. I could see a team like Edmonton make a play for him, or Calgary, really, I think as well. Somebody that – I mean, Calgary's got a solid team. They made the playoffs, and they could potentially use a guy like Mike Green on that team. It just would be depending on how much they're willing to offer him.
Now, we do have...
It would suck to see him go to, like, the Penguins.
I don't think he would. They got a lot of young defensemen. I think they're pretty happy with their defensive core that the Penguins have right now. But with Fair leaving, with Mike Green leaving, that does leave a good amount of money on the table for the Capitals to finally make the decisions on Braden Holtby and Jay Beagle, potentially Jay Beagle, Yevgeny Kuznetsov, Marcus Johansson, those three guys, Holtby, Beagle, Kuznetsov, Holtby, Johansson, Kuznetsov, they're restricted free agents, so they're here at least another year, but it's good to sign them while you can. So a lot of that money, I have to assume, would be going to those guys. Jay Beagle, he's unrestricted. I don't see him going anywhere else. I think his price tag is still small enough, and he's still versatile enough to stay on the Capitals team. So
I don't think they could lose him and Fair.
Yeah.
You don't have a third or fourth line center.
Yeah, you need
kind of do it with Michael Lotta, I guess, but not really.
A lot of they scratched
him. Well, you could put Lyke in the third line center spot and still make it too much money, but he can do that job.
Yeah, unless he hurts himself again.
Yeah, until he gets hurt, and then you're screwed.
Yeah. But you still have guys like Gleason out there you could get for a cheap rate. Glenn Cross is still sitting out there. I don't know where he's planning to go next. But with Green and Fair freeing up a lot of money, you have to assume the restricted free agents could potentially get their contracts soon. We should also talk about this kind of old news, but Joel Ward sounds like he's gone as well. It seems as if he's not coming back.
I think he wants more money than the Caps are willing to offer. Or no, maybe actually what I read was how many years.
Yeah, apparently he wants a four-year contract, and the Capitals aren't willing to go that far. And he's gaining a lot of interest. Apparently he has six teams looking into him right now. So he's definitely a guy that's going to get picked up. You know, right when free agency opens up at noon on Wednesday, he's one of the first guys I think signs with somebody else.
Best of luck to him. He's 34 years old. You know, his next contract's probably going to be his last or his last big one, and he's going to go and try and make a decent amount of money to carry him through his retirement. And you know, more power to him, but I don't think the Capitals need his skill set, and I don't think they need another guy at that age that's going to be making that kind of money. They're giving $2 million to Jason Chimera, who's 36, and they're giving $5.5 to Brooks Orpik, who's 34. And so I think they can replace Ward. I think while he's incredibly productive in the postseason, he is incredibly unproductive offensively in the regular season, and the amount of money he's making, you can't just be one or the other. You got to be both, and he wasn't doing it. And I think you can go out and you can find a guy for the kind of money that Ward might be looking for that will play consistently both in the regular season and the postseason. So I think Joel Ward leaving is fine. I think if Glenn Cross leaves, that's fine. I wouldn't be upset with Chimera being traded, as we've talked about numerous times before. You know, right now the biggest ones I'm looking at in terms of the forwards, I think, is Eric Fair and Jay Beagle. I think Fair centered a very solid third line, maybe one of the best in the NHL, third line, checking the line. I thought they were great, and I would be disappointed to see him leave in the end.
Yeah, it seems as if Eric Fair's out the door, Mike Green's out the door, but we'll
see. It's interesting considering how much money they have. I mean, they have – now, if you go to generalfanager.com, which is the new website for all things salary cap and player salaries and things like that, the Caps, according to them, have about $20 million and change in salary cap space. But if you imagine Braden Holtby getting, let's say, something like $5 million a year, now you're down to $15. And then if you offer, because Kuznetsov, what? His cap, it'll probably come out to...
He'd probably be like $2
million? 2.5, maybe 3. Yeah,
maybe 3.
So let's say 3 to round it up and make the math easier for me. So now we're down to $12 million in cap space. And you got to get Beagle, so that's maybe... Now you're down to... I don't know, that's $1 million. Maybe like a 1.5, maybe something like that. So that's down to, what am I at? $10.5 million in space. And you still need a first-line right winger. You need to re-sign Johansson. So, you know, if he wants, what, 3.5? Maybe not that he necessarily has earned it. So that brings you down to what? $7 million. And you still need a first-line right winger. You need a third-line center and right winger. And then what's the third line? Beagle, potentially Lotta, and Wilson? Oh, Wilson could be on the third line, so you need fourth line. The point is, you still have three or four guys in your top, in your, you know, forwards that you have to sign with only $7 million to go.
But you do also have the Hershey Bears that could potentially come up. Chris Brown. Yeah, you have Stan Galiev potentially coming up, getting a couple games. They've had very strong.
We can't have guys get a couple games. I mean, this whole coming up and going down thing is good to fill in a pinch or if you want to give a guy a cup of coffee as a reward. But I want a solid lineup. I want guys you know are going to be in there every night. Maybe every once in a while somebody gets a break, but you want guys that are going to be in there all the time. And so, I mean, the biggest thing right now for this team is after they sign these guys that were already on the team is to go out and find that top-line right winger. If you re-sign Johansson and Kuznetsov, which I fully expect them to do, at least with Kuznetsov, then your second line is set pretty much with them and Troy Brouwer. Then what do you do with your third line? If you let Eric Fair go, then you have Brooks Like there for the third line, so maybe you have Like Chimera, who was on the fourth line for a decent portion of last season or up in the press box, and Tom Wilson, and then you have Beagle, Lotta, and someone on the fourth line. So they have options, but that salary cap space is going to disappear real quick once they re-sign a couple of their restricted free agents. But the other good thing to know is that their defense is more or less locked up in Niskanen, Orpik, Carlson, Alzner, Orlov, and Schmidt going into next season.
Yeah, I believe Schmidt, he got a one-way contract as well for next season.
I fully expect Schmidt and Orlov to be on the team and in the starting lineup, unless they sign somebody. Or one of them gets injured, knock on wood, going into next season. And there's talk that the team will give a decent look at Madison Bowie.
Yeah, I'm expecting
which
him
is possible.
I'm expecting him to at least be a Hershey Bear next season.
Well, yeah. But I would not be surprised at all. If they, you know, if you give him a longer look in camp and if he excels, that they're like, you know what? We'll give this kid a shot in the first couple of games of the season, see how he does. Maybe you give him those first four games of the regular season that are at home.
So, yeah,
it'll be interesting.
So let's move on here. There's a lot of stuff they can do, but this kind of is good. This leads us into recording this on Thursday night, the 25th, but tomorrow is the draft down in Florida. The Capitals have the 22nd pick. I mean, not really the greatest pick in the world. It's pretty low in the first round. But
all right, a good player. Not anybody's going to help him next season.
Yeah, you'll get somebody like, I mean, Verana really lit the world up.
That's off a late pick in the first round?
He was, yeah, he was. But you do have a guy like Verana who really did well over in Europe, and then he came over for the Bears later on last season, and he looked great. They said potentially he could come and be a Bear completely full-time next year. But we'll see what happens with them. But with that pick, do you trade one of your younger guys, maybe one of your restricted free agents? Do you do that to trade up to get a young gun that could really help you that next season? Do you see them trading like they did to get Troy Brouwer a couple years ago? If you remember correctly, they traded.
They overpaid for Troy Brouwer?
They traded away Cody Eakin and a pick to get Troy Brouwer from the Blackhawks. Now that the Blackhawks are champions again.
Eakin went to Dallas.
He did go to Dallas. That was for Ribeiro, wasn't it?
He was in the Mike
Ribeiro
deal. Yeah.
Ribeiro. Sorry. My bad.
I think that was – wasn't that straight up a first-round pick for Brouwer? I think it was.
I think it was. Now that you're saying it, yeah.
Straight up first round. It was like – they're like picking 26th or something in that year or something like that. And it was a late-round pick. So I was like, well, there was kind of a weak draft year. Or maybe I don't remember that particular aspect. I think it might have been a weak draft year. But, the thing is if they trade their first-round pick, then they don't have a pick again until the third round. And you don't want the cabinet to be, what, empty at some point in the near future. You want to continue to stockpile your minor league with talented players that potentially have a shot at coming up and playing in the NHL. So it's a risky maneuver, but if you can go out and find a guy like people have been talking about, Patrick Sharp, or who's the other one people are linking them potentially with?
TJ Oshie.
Yeah, well, at least they know he'll be decent in the shootout. Then you have an opportunity to potentially go out and acquire a guy that can play in your top six, then that's not such a bad idea. But don't trade your first-round pick for a second-line guy when you already have enough second-line players. If they're going to trade that first-round pick, you better go out and find someone you know is going to work out well on that first line.
Well, that's the big thing. Everyone's talking about how we need a top-six forward to be on that line with Backe and Ovi. Do you trade out of the first draft to get a guy like TJ Oshie? Do you trade out somebody so you can get somebody from the Blackhawks? Because the Blackhawks are going to definitely be strapped for cash next season. Do you think that they're going to sit still at 22, draft, and just hope this guy works out in a couple years? Or are they going to do one of the bold moves like McClellan's been known to do and go out and get that top six forward that they need next year?
Oh, I think the rain's coming.
I hear it.
Right when you ask that question, here comes the rain.
What do you think's going to happen? Boom!
Does that mean that they're going to make the trade? What does the rain symbolize?
Looking way too deep into that.
I think if they can go out and acquire a guy that they genuinely think could be a top line right winger, they're going to go ahead and trade that first round pick and potentially a prospect to make that move. If it's a player that it's a risk and they're like, well, maybe he could do this, then no, I don't think they do. I think they go and they draft somebody. But if it's someone that has played in that top line, or has only not played on a top line because players that were just significantly better than that were stars in the league were in front of him, then yeah, I think they make that move. But if it's one that is a experiment, for lack of a better term, at the moment, then no, I don't think they make the trade. I think that would be a mistake.
I'm intrigued to see.
Yeah, it might work out, but why are you going to give up a first round pick and potentially hurt yourself in the future to maybe have things work out?
There's only one name I'm really hearing for this draft class, and that's Jack Eichel. Of course, the Capitals aren't going to get him, but
that would be awesome.
It would be awesome, but I don't see that happening. So I don't know a lot of the names that are coming through the draft. I don't know if this is a weak draft class or not. I honestly do not know. I don't watch a lot of college hockey, but at the same time, if the Capitals are at number 22 and they need a top line right winger, then what do you do? Like, do you go around a team saying, "Hey, do you want this and somebody so they can get TJ Oshie or something?" Because the free agency market, I'm not seeing a lot of top line right wingers on the free agency market coming up next week. So if they're going to make a move for somebody, I think they do it during the draft and not doing it during free agency, or just kind of hope for the best like they did a couple years ago. Where they're like, the draft is tomorrow.
Is it tomorrow?
It's tomorrow.
Oh, that came up fast.
Yeah, it's on the 26th, 27th, and then the free agency starts July 1. So if they're going to make a move, I think they'll make it during the draft before free agency, because I just don't see anybody out there in the free agency market that I think would be paired with Ovechkin and Backstrom. I think if they're going to get somebody that can affect this team and be on the top line this year, you either go with Tom Wilson and hope for the best, or you bring in somebody through a trade to get that person on this team as quickly as possible.
I agree. We'll see what happens. I mean, I think if they made a trade tomorrow night, brought in someone like Patrick Sharp. His age makes me a little concerned, but I think Sharp is a phenomenal player. TJ Oshie would be nice. I wouldn't be surprised if it was someone where, like, that came out of it. It's not going to be Patrick Kane. Calm down.
I know. He's making too much money now.
Yeah, he is. And he's going to be on the cover of the next – I don't even remember the last time I bought an NHL game, but I think him and Taves
those NHL games. Yeah, they're on the covers. Those NHL games are so difficult. I bought one.
That's not a problem. It got too repetitive. It was basically just a – you spend another $60 for a roster update.
Pretty much, yeah. I try to do it. It's like, I'm not good at video games. So, like, it's like you have to hit these two things to make them skate. Then you have to hit this other button to shoot. And then you got to do this.
Two things to make them. What are you playing on PlayStation?
I got an Xbox 360. That's how old I am. You got the two.
I got a 360. I don't remember the last time I played the 360.
I got that game Watch Dogs for Christmas. It still is in the wrapping. I haven't even opened it.
I
got
to play I think I'm like two Batman games behind.
I literally bought my Xbox when...
Which, if you know me, sees how little I play my Xbox.
Yeah, yeah. I bought my Xbox because of Grand Theft Auto. Played that game, and then I didn't touch it until the next Grand Theft Auto came out.
That's commitment to Grand Theft Auto.
I just like that game. That's about it. All right, so free agency. We kind of already talked about it, but that's next Wednesday. We'll probably be doing a recap show.
But teams can talk.
Teams can talk now.
What's the word I'm looking for here?
Potential.
I don't think that was the word I was looking for, though. Whatever. They can talk to
possible,
I guess. Possible. Maybe that was it. Free agents now. And so it'll be. I mean, it's interesting if the Cavs are talking to anybody, and I know McClellan had a press conference or a conference call today with like reporters and stuff, where he was talking about the moves they may be making and sort of the guys that they have now. And I think their free agency is going to come down to which guys they sign and which guys they don't. For example, if they don't sign Fair and don't sign Beagle, then their free agency may change a little bit, their plans, in terms of they're going to need to go out and sign a potential third line center and potentially a fourth line center or wingers if they move Lotta into that spot. And you know, it'll be – so are they going to go with Chimera, like, and Wilson on the third line? So things – depending on the moves they make, it changes what their plans are. But I don't think that needing a first-line right winger is going – that plan is going to change at all. I think that's definitely their number one plan in terms of guys coming in from the outside, whether it's by trade or free agency. And I certainly expect by the – by the end of the – when's the free agency start? Wednesday, you said?
Wednesday. I think Wednesday.
Yeah, by
noon.
The end of the day on Thursday, I fully expect them to have signed or traded for someone that will be their top-line right wing.
All right. We'll see what happens.
And if they don't do it, I'll be very upset.
We'll see what happens. Real quick, should just go back and point this out. We're talking about the schedule earlier. Alex Pruitt – tweeted this out a couple hours ago. The Capitals have only three 12:30 starts.
They suck at that time.
Yeah, 1 1:00 and 1 3:00. So five afternoon games. We saw what happened this last year. The Capitals don't like to get up early. So gladly,
Stop making me. Although it's kind of nice to watch 12:30 game because, like, you wake up, you have a little breakfast, maybe you cut the grass. It's in the fall or the spring.
Cut the grass.
You watch a little hockey, and then you got the rest of your – shut up. Then you got the rest of your night ahead of you.
So, yeah, this shows you how dedicated of a fan I am. The WWE are coming live from Tokyo on July 4th. You know when that show starts on the WWE Network for $9.99?
When I'm
5:30 in the morning.
Guess what I will not be doing? I don't care if it was the Caps playing at 5:30 in the morning. I'll be like, good luck. I will be sleeping.
I don't know. I think I might get
that's
up and
try
that.
Next out. Olympics. It's in what? South Korea?
Oh, boy.
USA is playing, and I'll be like, good luck.
Oof.
I will be sleeping.
I am taking 2 weeks off from work that year. Man, oh, that just is going to hurt. All right. So what else do we have to talk about in Caps World, man? Did we cover everything? Because that was a lot.
We go back to the award stuff. Just a little bit of extra news there. Holpe came in fourth in Vezina Trophy counting or whatever. I think Carlson came in like 10th for the Norris. McClellan came in like 17th or something for the GM award. So the guy, yeah, they got a couple of nominations, but they were not. Holpe was pretty close. And then Ovechkin was also named the NHL's first All-Star team. So that I thought was pretty good and pretty nice for him. But yeah, that seems to be all of the Caps news.
Oh,
but
yeah, there was one thing.
Jerseys are going to go on sale.
It probably, you know, you can get one at the maybe at the development, the fan fest. Maybe you can get one then.
It was like $200 freaking. No, I got a birthday coming up. And Sarah, if you're listening, you and Kay can go in on the present together.
And my birthday is next month. It's 25 days away or so. How many days are in?
I will not be buying you a jersey.
It's July 20th. It's the big 3-0. I'm turning 30. So
yeah, I did that last year.
So Sarah,
not that exciting.
Sarah, if you're listening,
kind of sucks.
You can buy me something as well. I will take a jersey.
She'll probably be more likely to get you something than me.
She's just like,
her birthday is also in July.
That's a great month. Really is great month. Also, we forgot to bring this up. The Capitals prospects in September will be competing in a rookie tournament down in Florida from September 12th through the 15th, up against prospects from Florida Panthers, Nashville Predators, and the Tampa Bay Lightning. So it's going to be a weekend tournament. And
so three teams that should not exist.
Yeah. And so there you go. It's a little four-team tournament with prospects. That's sort of be pretty cool for the hockey fans down in Florida, all dozen of you.
Yeah. All five of you,
yeah,
that are going to go watch those games.
Yeah. My buddy Pat moved to Florida this year. He's not listening to this, so suck it. You're not going to watch it, are you, Pat? You jerk. Mm-hmm. Didn't think so.
To Florida.
I can't.
On purpose.
I can't wait for him to, like, Facebook me the other day and be like, I heard your podcast. Blah, blah, blah.
We'll not see. Funny, man.
Anything else we should go over in Caps World?
Nope.
All right. Well,
this is going to be interesting. I think what? Starting tomorrow. What time is the draft?
Seven.
Is it all in one day? That can't be right.
It's the first round is Friday
night. Tomorrow
and
then Saturday and Sunday. It's like split up.
Yeah, two. It's like what? 2 through 10 or something?
seven rounds.
Yeah, whatever. You ain't going to see those guys for years in those later rounds. Don't matter. Yes.
Well, that's pretty much true. I think tomorrow's going to be interesting in terms of some trades that will go down. But other than that, I think it's going to be interesting between now and the next week and a half is going to be real interesting.
Yes, very fun stuff. And it'll be great for us because it'll go draft, free agency, developmental camp, fan fest, and then we're gone for like 2 months. But it's going to be a busy, busy couple weeks for us here at What the Puck. Plenty to talk about. What we don't have anything to talk about, though, is down on the farm. So no Hershey Bears, no South Carolina Stingray news, nothing I can call Coach Dan farming related. So I'm bummed about that. But we are going to take a quick break now that we're done with Caps World. We are going to talk about what's going on around the NHL. But before we do that, here's a quick word from the Baltimore Sports Report Network.
What the Puck? What the Puck? Is a member of the Baltimore Sports Report Network. Find more podcasts like this at BaltimoreSportsReport.com.
This is Barry Trotz. You're listening to What the Puck.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the show. We are going to go around the NHL, talk about all things NHL, what they're doing, where they're going. I don't think anyone's concussed any other officials this month.
Don't jinx them, man.
But we'll see what happens. Maybe Gary Bettman gets tripped by a coach or a general manager at some point. We'll talk about it.
Tom Wilson's going to do something stupid.
So, Coach Dan, tell us what's going on around the NHL.
They announced the next season's salary cap ceiling will be at $71.4 million, which, now that I think about it, I don't know if the website updated that quite. So, I don't know. They probably still have caps, still have about $20 million. If anything, they'll have an additional one or two, which is kind of helpful, but we'll see. The Bruins traded defenseman Carl Soderberg to the Avs for a six-round pick in the 2016 NHL draft. The Blue Jackets signed goalie Curtis McElhinney, he's got an interesting last name, to a two-year extension. Financial terms were not disclosed. The NHL announced that starting next season, overtime will change from 4-on-4 to 3-on-3, as which we were talking about earlier before we started recording the show. And they said, oh, this opens up more space on the ice. No kidding. There's less players out there. That's how physics works. Thanks, NHL, idiots. The league also announced that they will be following the NFL by adding a coach's challenge. Now, I would like to know, does this mean that coaches will be throwing a red flag onto the ice? I kind of want that to be the case because I think it'll be funny to watch.
That'll be really funny. And then it'll just be like, when is it going to happen where an opposing player will like kick the flag out of the way and be like, I don't know why you didn't see it, ref. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, there's nothing here. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
No, I think, you know, it'll be all during – I didn't see in the article that we read as to whether it was specific plays that can – like the NFL is – who even knows how their rules work. As to whether like certain plays can or cannot be reviewed. But I believe, as far as he said, it's video replays or plays that are allowed to be reviewed, whatever. The point is coaches now have the ability to go, nuh-uh, you need to look at that again. And finally, the league announced they will begin to accept applications as part of a formal expansion process because what a league with really bad teams needs is the watering down of their product.
Oh, man.
So we'll have even worse teams. Now, potentially. I know Quebec and Toronto and Las Vegas are a couple of places that that people will be sending in applications for a new team. And it makes you wonder, are they going to have an expansion draft in which case teams will lose two or three players that are already on their roster?
Oh, man. That's
you can only protect a certain amount of guys that are on your NHL roster. That means, you know, what happens, with, you know, maybe you'll see a guy like a Michael Lotta or a Marcus Johansson that are left out there that could be picked up and taken away for nothing.
Arizona, gone. That team is moving.
Oh, they are having some problems out there. What was it? The city canceled their lease with the team or the building or something?
They don't want them there anymore. Arizona will be gone. Florida, the Panthers, gone. They're not.
No, they can't. It's something like if Florida tries to move, they have to pay the NHL – or no. The NHL has to pay like Miami or the state like $200 million or some nonsense like that. The Panthers aren't going to be able to leave. Soon is my point.
But Arizona, they have to be going somewhere. And if they want to stay,
ladies and gentlemen, your Las Vegas Coyotes.
If Las Vegas,
they're building a stadium.
They're building a new stadium. And where were the NHL awards just this yesterday?
Vegas, one of the top, like, building cities right now. I don't even know what the term. I'm too tired. I'm up at 6:30. What's the terminology here for the big cities that are getting bigger and bigger in terms of their population? It's like Charlotte was really getting really big, that triangle in North Carolina, and I think Vegas is growing in terms of their population. So there's definitely a possibility. And they're building an arena right in the middle of all the casinos. Literally in the middle of a casino. That'd be weird. But like right in that area, they're building an arena.
They're building
it next year or two.
It's already a hockey town. They have an ECHL team.
All right, slow down.
They do. I mean, you do potentially have fans.
They do have that team. Already isn't necessarily ready for an NHL. Do they even play in Las Vegas?
I think they actually they went bankrupt a year or two ago, but they're coming back this season.
In Vegas? That's interesting.
But look, you have potentially, you do have hockey fans there. You do have Vegas who's interested. Look at what they did on the NHL awards. The tourism board of Vegas teamed up with the NHL, sent fans on a scavenger hunt to take pictures in front of landmarks in Las Vegas, and then gave them two tickets to the NHL awards. So they're already working.
As to which the fans then gave back.
They're already working together, okay? So there is a relationship there. Las Vegas has a brand new arena that they're building right now. There's going to be an NHL team in Vegas. There is no doubt in my mind. If it's Arizona or if it's an expansion team, there will be one there. It will happen soon. You saw what happened when the Islanders are moving to the Barclays Center. I mean, that is a huge arena, a beautiful arena. But when that got built, the NHL was like, we should definitely go there. And why wouldn't they? Because the Coliseum was kind of a dump towards the end. You know, it's kind of like the Baltimore Arena, really. It needed a renovation, you know, back in the 80s, and they didn't get one. So they just built a new one in Brooklyn. Vegas, new arena, already has a hockey team, sort of. There's no doubt. There's going to be a team there. That's got to be high on the list for a team either relocating or expanding to there. 100%, there's going to be a team there.
I wouldn't be surprised. I legitimately would not be surprised if a team ended up there one day. I just think it's a mistake to expand on what they've got so far. I don't think adding more teams is going to help the league in any way, shape, or form.
Well, the thing that doesn't make any sense right now to me is the fact that the Eastern Conference has two less teams than the West. Isn't that correct?
Yeah.
So that they need two more teams just to even it out on both sides. That doesn't
or just move one of them over and go back to five teams in a division, though that then puts the Caps back with the crappy teams in the South. So
that could be good. We could get more banners now.
No, stop. No.
Yeah, I don't know. All right, anything else going on in Caps or around the NHL?
Well, we move on to the NHL Awards.
Yeah.
Where Carey Price cleaned up at the awards. It was apparently an incredibly boring award show.
Oh, terrible.
Winning the Hart, Ted Lindsay, and Vezina Trophy. Carey Price is going home with some hardware. In other award news, the Selke was given to Patrice Bergeron of the Bruins. The Norris went to Erik Karlsson of the Senators. The Jack Adams went to Bob Hartley of the Flames. The GM of the year was Steve Yzerman of the Tampa Bay Lightning, which I still find interesting that he works for the Lightning. The King Clancy went to Henrik Zetterberg of the Red Wings. The Art Ross went to Jamie Benn of the Stars. The Calder went to Aaron Ekblad of the Panthers. And the Lady Bing went to apparently a shoeless Yuri Hudler of the Flames.
Shoeless.
Apparently, he was walking around with no shoes on. He just had socks on.
I like that dude. Let's get that guy on our team.
Apparently, Hudler is a bit of a goofball. But yeah, that's the past however long it's been in the NHL.
All right, man. Well, if you guys want to chime in, talk to us about what you think of who the Capitals are going to pick up, who they're going to draft, if they're going to trade. If you guys want to talk to us anything about Caps hockey or NHL in general, you know where to reach us. We are both on Twitter. You can find me at Brando Cash. And Coach Dan, where can people tweet to you at?
You can find me on Twitter at WTPCoachDan. You can also rarely, apparently, find me at Capitals. I'm too tired in the summer to write, to be honest. You get up at 6:30 every day. You're a little tired by the time you get home from work at 6:30 or 7 o'clock. Occasionally, you can find me at CapitalsOutsider.com, which is a Caps fan-run website devoted to the Washington Capitals and their bobbleheads. I wonder if they're going to have some interesting ones. Not the Capitals Outsider, though. That'd be cool. If the Caps are going to have some interesting ones next season for Slapshot, any other controversial ones, as they say. But that's CapitalsOutsider.com. But Brandon, what about Brando Cash Entertainment?
I just want the old Caps Slapshot bobbleheads to go on sale. That's what I want. I still want my Santa and my Leprechaun one. But
I want a bobblehead with the new red jersey.
Oh, yeah. That's happening. You'll have to give some blood, but that's happening. You'll get that. You okay with that? Yeah. If you want more information about this show or any of the other shows that we do here at Brando Cash Entertainment, go to BrandoCash.com. You get information, anything you want. You watch cool videos, get to see some cool photos, you get to listen to our podcast reel, you get information about me, Coach Dan, our buddy Josh over at The Call, all that good stuff. Go to Facebook.com/BrandoCash. Whenever a new show comes out, doesn't matter if it's What the Puck or The Call, you will be the first to know. You can also go to Facebook.com/WTP Podcast. That's where you'll find the Cap schedule, any stories we find interesting. Whenever a new show comes out, you'll know. Now, I say this all the time. Just because it's summer doesn't make it any different, man. The show is free. You guys download it. You stream it. You listen to it. You have fun. You, like Coach Dan said, you cut the lawn in October or November.
Cut the lawn?
You were talking about mowing the lawn.
You cut the grass and mow the lawn.
Whatever. Cut the lawn.
I know it's been a while since we recorded, man. But come on.
You mow the lawn. You cut the grass. You whatever, man.
Have a barbecue.
You weed whack. You edge. You garden, whatever you do.
This is getting weird.
You fill the pool.
We have recorded way too long.
you fill the pool. You fire the grill. You pitch a tent.
This got inappropriate real quick.
Oh, man. Whatever you do, man, it is summer. You do it for free. You can listen to us.
That last part, maybe not.
You're pitching a tent and listen to us. Tweet to us to let us know.
That's got really uncomfortable.
Oh, man. All right. That's not even blooper reel. That's staying in.
And this week's show is R-rated.
Yeah, explicit. I'll put that little marker there on the iTunes thing. Listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, and Player.fm if you're out on a desktop computer and you don't want to download and just listen to the show. You can do that. You can also listen to old episodes, all 110 episodes that we've done. You can listen to at whatthepuckcaps.brandocash.com. That'll help you, while you're sweating. In the summer, you get to listen to some cold facts from ice hockey and listen to old episodes like that. So plenty of stuff to do, but like we said, it's free. We need you guys to help us out, okay? We've been doing this for, what, 3-4 years now, and we love doing it, but we want to...
Holy crap, has it been that long?
It's been a while, man. It's been a while, but we've been doing this for a long time. We want to continue to get bigger. We want to continue to do more. How about this season, guys? You help us spread the word. Maybe we'll figure out how to do a live show for a game one time during this season. And we got a lot of friends over in London, over in England, over in the United Kingdom, overseas. How cool would it be if we got to go across the pond and did a live show there? We need your guys.
Sounds a little expensive.
Yeah, well, we'll figure it out. But we need your help in order to do that kind of stuff. So we need you guys to spread the word. We are not asking you guys.
We need you to buy us a plane ticket. I'm gonna stop interrupting you now.
We are not asking you guys for money. Coach Dan is, but.
I'm not asking you for money. I'm asking you to spend your money.
We're asking you to spend your money, buy us a ticket, enjoy it. Yeah, exactly. That's all you got to do, man. And just spread the word and help us grow and get bigger and better than we were before. Let people know on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Vine and Reddit, anywhere you're social on the web. Periscope. Go onto Periscope and be like, I'm listening to Caps What the Puck right now. It's a podcast. It's free. And then show people on your phone. Like, do it in a mirror, and show people and demonstrate it on your Periscope. Yeah, that'd be cool. That would definitely be cool. Show it off, man. Show off your What the Puck pride. We are What the Puck. We're talking Caps hockey. We'll be here forever. as long as you guys help us out and spread the word. So that is pretty much it for the show this week. We got the draft coming up. We will be back after free agency opens, so expect a show around this same time next week, and then we'll talk about the new caps, and we'll say goodbye to some old ones, and maybe we'll do an in memoriam next week of Caps fans from or Caps players that have left the team. Maybe we'll do that. Who knows? You'll have to tune in and listen. That's right. I got you. All right. So that is it for What the Puck this week. Thanks for listening. Hope you guys enjoy the summer. And say it loud, say it proud. Let's go, Caps.
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by DJ Wolfman. Voiceover by Sarah Jacks. For more information, go to BrandoCash.com.
I'm hoping Coach Dan just hung up on me, is what I think. What the deuce? We had a good thing going. Call him back. See if he knows what happened.
Let's try that again.
Hey, what happened there, guy?
I don't know. Skype just dropped out. That was so random.
Storms are rolling through. That's probably what it is.
No, because the internet's still working.
Yeah.
Like, I'm looking at other stuff on the internet. Skype is just like, bloop, you're done.
Hold on 1 second.
Yeah, somebody's, like, trying to get into you where you are.
Come on. It is thundering at my house, and my dog is terrified. So she's clawing at the door to get in the basement. All right, 1 sec. I need to refuel with my beer because I just picked a 55-pound dog up and ran down the stairs with her.